I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East today, pressing Arab leaders to do more to help Iraq politically and financially. Rice plans to meet with senior Middle East officials and members of the United Nations Security Council in Kuwait. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, she's not having an easy time.
With less than 9 months left before President Bush leaves office, his administration is trying to persuade Iraq's neighbors to do two things. First, Washington wants them to engage Baghdad diplomatically by opening up embassies in Iraq. And second, to move more quickly to forgive Iraq's debts. Secretary Rice is pointing to security improvements in Iraq as proof that the timing is right. She said today in Bahrain that Arab officials are talking about both of those priorities with Iraq's Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari.
A number of countries around the table talked about their desire to have permanent representatives in Iraq and the necessary arrangements that would need to be made. And Foreign Minister Zebari agreed to take certain inquiries that countries have about how that process might move forward. And so I do believe that it is a process that is moving forward. There was also a discussion of the importance of debt relief.
Discussions, but no significant announcements yet on debt relief or new diplomatic initiatives. Several Arab governments have pledged to forgive the tens of billions of dollars Iraq owes, but it's not clear how close those deals are to completion. On the diplomatic side, Saudi Arabia has pledged to open an embassy in Baghdad, but that hasn't happened yet either. And that's a problem. In fact, none of America's most important Arab allies are helping the Iraqi government as much as the Bush administration would like. That's according to Middle East expert Stephen Cook of the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's not that the Saudis, the Egyptians, and the Jordanians and others want the United States to fail in Iraq. That would be disastrous for them. But they do not want to be part of the solution in Iraq. They want it to be primarily a U.S.-driven solution.
Cook says part of their reluctance goes back to the fact that Arab governments opposed the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in the first place.
They see the United States has stepped into this hornet's nest and can't extricate itself. Why should they want to do that? So they will work generally along the lines they've been working for the better part of the last 4 or 5 years, which is to contain the conflict in Iraq to ensure that it does not seep out and affect their own societies.
Cook says governments in Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, Egypt, and Jordan share one major concern with Washington, and that's the influence Iran has in Iraq. Professor Gregory Gause at the University of Vermont says the Saudis in particular are walking a fine line.
They don't want a direct confrontation with Iran. On the other hand, they do want to try to roll back Iranian influence in the Arab world, be it in Lebanon or among Palestinians or in Iraq. So they're playing a pretty subtle game with the Iranians, engaging but also trying to contain and roll back.
Secretary Rice wraps up her Middle East trip tomorrow in Kuwait. She's meeting with officials not only from Saudi Arabia and Iraq, but other regional powers, including Iran. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.